Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number two in 30 minutes. Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief Editor will be joining us with breaking intel he's got on the Benghazi situation and a lot more. And, of course, we're covering election 2012. In fact, Rob Dew gave me the rundown here of Tuesday and Wednesday night. We're going to have a raft of special guests in on the audio feeds at Infowars.com and on the radio, but also at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to have a free video box for the entire election coverage, and I'll be here and have a raft of special guests. I'll tell you about that in the next segment. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Bob in New Jersey, thanks for holding and thanks for getting through. Bob, you've heard the other folks from New Jersey and New York say it's as bad or worse as what we're seeing on television. How bad is it in your area?
Well, Alex, I'm very fortunate. I live a bit inland from Atlantic City, and my power was out for about 18 hours, but restored.
Oh, good.
But what I'm observing is that the height of stupidity, as far as I'm concerned, is the fact that many of the storage facilities for oil, gas, and diesel fuel in Pennsylvania as well as in New Jersey don't have backup power in order to be able to pump their products in or out of the storage facilities. And in addition, many of the problems caused by the shortage of gasoline is not for the shortage of gasoline itself, but rather because in the state of New Jersey, there's no requirement for gas stations to have backup power.
Wow. Yeah, I saw some reports of that, and it looks like it's a chain reaction, and we've talked about that in preparedness so much, that the supply lines are so long, and everything now to have maximum profit is delivered as needed. No one stockpiles anything in corporations, businesses, that if you have any disruption, it can be catastrophic.
Well, that's a concept in business known as JIT, just in time.
Yeah.
Just-in-time inventories are great, except if there is any disruption in the supply chain, just as you said. And the reason that, you know, there's so much problems is because the product can't get distributed. In addition, you know, all of these communities have, in recent years, set up these offices of emergency management, or also known as OEM. And quite honestly, they don't have the proper protocols in place for even notifying the local press or the local radio stations as to what their procedures are in cases of emergency. And, you know, on the island that is called Absecon Island, that consists of Atlantic City and a few other shore communities along the same island, they were allowing some people to leave. The residents would leave their homes on the island that had been, you know, hit by the storm, and then the resident turns around and wants to get back in because they went to get a part for their heater or they went to get medication and so on and so forth, and then they turn around and go back and they can't get back in because the police are blocking them from entrance. I mean, it's just totally absurd.
What is your view on the prognosis for New Jersey, New York, and other hard-hit areas? I mean, it looks like it's a slow burn, but things are starting to degenerate, and that power may not be back on in some areas until after Election Day. I mean, how is that going to affect the election? How is that going to affect other things?
Well, obviously, there's going to be some places where power is not restored prior to the election, and that's obviously going to cause a very low turnout in certain areas. And it'll most likely be in the more urban centers where it's more difficult for them to restore power.
Yeah, that'll hurt Obama. But a lot of experts have looked at it and said, well, it overall hurts Romney worse. Very interesting. Good thing they're both puppets anyway, so it's all academic. Stay with us. We'll be back. More calls and the First Amendment straight ahead. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, third edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
It's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, and the mafia government is using the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy to call for more power for FEMA, even as FEMA is doing nothing but raising floodplain regulations, trying to make you buy insurance from the government, trying to run your life, confiscating your guns in Katrina. Truly disgusting. Aaron Dykes has a report that just went up at InfoWars.com. As society unravels in the wake of Sandy, politicians endorse more power for FEMA. We're going to be getting into some of that. Also, I saw this yesterday, but I want to get more into it today. The little girl who reached puberty as young as 6, junk food, plastic packaging, and computer screens, now, could they be to blame? And they go on to admit the studies that it is to blame. This has been out for decades. They know this, but when I talk about it, they've had George Soros-affiliated media groups come out and just say that I'm attacking gay people. When the studies were saying that it confused the sexual organs and sexual endocrine hormone levels in rats. I mean, I'm just reading a study, but see, they want to all make it about, society is changing. Well, yeah, I mean, the fish are becoming bisexual. I mean, is that an obsession over sexual preference with fish and frogs, amphibians? some crazy stuff going on. We're being manipulated. Fluoride, sodium fluoride, bisphenol A, aspartame. We're in a giant, giant laboratory situation here. Now, expanding on all of this, I also want to get into this report first after I take some calls. Then Joel Skousen, editor of World Affairs Brief, joining us on some important breaking geopolitical news, dealing with Benghazi and more coming up in about 25 minutes. But I want to get into McClatchy, Washington Bureau article. Bishop orders priest to read anti-Obama letter at Sunday sermons. We're going to be going over the real meaning of the First Amendment here in just a moment. But let's rush through some of your calls now for people that have been patiently holding. Don in New York, how bad is the aftermath of the storm with looting and robberies and the power being off and giant gas lines intensifying? I mean, if this continues, a lot of experts are saying it's going to degenerate the next few days. What can you tell us, Don?
Well, it was so nice to talk to you, Alex.
Thank you.
I'm in Long Island, and it's pretty bad here. I mean, down on the South Shore, it's like a total war zone. The National Guard's out there running around in their uniforms and their Humvees. I was online for gas last night for about 2 hours, and talk about people degenerating. I witnessed it firsthand last night. It was pretty scary.
What type of things did you witness, Don?
Oh, just people cutting and screaming and blowing their horns and cursing at everyone. And it was mayhem. It was just total mayhem. It's crazy. I mean, I'm fortunate enough to have power. I'm a small business owner here on the South Shore. So I'm seeing the devastation down along the South Shore, you know, firsthand here. So it's unbelievable. And then, you know, they have these charging, government-funded charging stations where you could bring your cell phone there and charge your cell phone. Really? People can't even charge their own cell phones? It's unbelievable.
Where do you think it's going to go if the power stays off and people run out of food? I mean, there was dumpster diving within 24 hours. So many people, it appears, did not do any preparation.
I can't, no preparation. It's mind-boggling to me. I don't know. I mean, from what I witnessed last night at the gas station, and this was over gasoline, I can't even imagine, you know, what people are going to be like with food if it gets to that point.
Well, thank you for the call, and please stay in touch with us, Don. Thank you. Josh in New Jersey, also storm ravaged. We're getting reports there from listeners who just joined us on how bad it really is. Eyewitness reports. Josh, what are you seeing?
Hey, Alex. Well, about 10 miles off the coast in Monmouth County, which got nailed, Belmar, Asbury. Basically, the shoreline's gone, you know. Everything's gone, as you can imagine, all the pictures. We're still out of power. The whole town, basically my whole county's out of power. Doesn't really make any sense. There's no answers for anything. And they were telling us ahead of time, 7 to 10 days, and they're kind of sticking to that. And a lot of areas seem to be shut down at the substation. So I'm not sure why they're making the problem worse for themselves. Doesn't make any sense.
Where do you think this whole situation is going?
Well, it's obviously going to get worse and worse and worse. I mean, we've been out 5 days, and it's interesting because a lot of people feel like it's going to come back any minute, and nobody's given any answers. Anybody on the radio that's from any kind of organization trying to help, they're really just not saying anything. There's no priority list.
What do you think of FEMA, as usual, saying they're the boss, but then not really coordinating, and then trying to block people from coming in to help? And then you've also got the unions trying to stop electricity repair crews from coming in from other states.
That's the interesting thing, Alex. I haven't seen any repair crews for days. I mean, nowhere. Every light's off. You see cops sitting there trying to still write people traffic tickets, which is just unbelievable.
Of course.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm not even, you know, they're sitting there with their radars on.
That's perfect. I mean, the country could be under nuclear attack and the cops would be writing tickets, yeah.
You know, to be honest, as soon as this happened, I wanted to call because I something's not right. And really what I'm calling about is, what's the big picture here? What are they doing? What's the agenda? It's going to affect the election. You know, something's going on.
Did you know 2 months ago, Dan Bedondi, when he was, I guess, flying back from being down here for a job interview. He's now been here, this was 3 months ago, but he's been down here now over a month. And it's on record on his blog talk show on YouTube, and we did a report on it last week. He also talked about it during the Money Bomb 2 weeks ago before this even started, the 48-hour broadcast. He was in an airport, and a guy recognized him, an Alex Jones lister, who was pretty senior, mid-level FEMA. And the guy was showing him camps and saying, there's going to be a big natural disaster, a storm is going to hit during the election, and they're telling us, get ready for all this. And Badandi, you know, was walking around the office telling me about it, and I heard him on, you know, during the 48-hour broadcast talk about it. I'm like, yeah, yeah, right. Even as the storm was forming. Now, maybe they just get FEMA ready every time for a power grab, but they have them ready for this federal rescue with 20,000 buses from other parts of the East Coast going into these areas. And we've had all the cops call in saying they should get ready for something huge late October, early November. You saw the troops all over the East Coast and doing drills, and even in St. Louis and Missouri telling them, and the bullet buying. I don't know if this is the case. I'm just saying that is really scary that Badandi, who doesn't run around saying a bunch of stuff like this, it'd be one thing if he was saying, you know, dozens of things, but then, I mean, I believe his story, and then it starts to come true, and then, I hope they get the power back on. I hope this is a false alarm is my point.
Yeah, well, they're saying until next Wednesday, and I'll tell you right now, if that's true, it's going to be real bad. People here are not understanding. They're not going to be able to eat. They can't, you know, heat themselves. They have kids. It's going to be a nightmare. It's not going to get any better. And when they shut off substations and put entire towns in the dark, I'm not really sure why they're doing those things.
And they have the cops out writing tickets.
And then they're just sitting there, you know, waiting to scan you and see if, you know, you have a warrant out. I mean, it's just absurd. I've seen, this is the county seat where I live. I haven't seen a single electric truck, nothing. I mean, maybe they're out, you know, where they need to be to make it all happen. But if you look at it, something's not right. Something is not right.
Well, that's what we're seeing, is it looks like it may be a partial stand down, kind of like the L.A. riots where the government invited what happened. And, wow. We're going to continue to track this. Thank you, Josh. Wow. Sarah in New Jersey, same state there, really ravaged. Where are you calling in New Jersey?
Can you hear me, Alec?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm calling from northern New Jersey. I work in Manhattan. I have several questions to ask you. Number one, I did a mail-in ballot, so I voted.
Good.
The National Guard, like, that's my biggest concern. They are bringing in the National Guard like there's no tomorrow.
Well, that's because they've disarmed the public in many areas of the country, so you don't have the normal, you know, citizens being armed to stop looting. And it's kind of like, you know, they take your immune system away to then put you on drugs. And that's kind of what's happening. But, I mean, in a way, if the National Guard wasn't there, it'd probably be a lot worse. But that, how long are they saying until the power's back on in your area?
I don't know. I'm like, I have power. I have everything.
Oh, good.
It's concerning me that I keep seeing National Guard on the news. When you look up here, you know how they have the little thing going across the bottom of the screen?
Yes, the ticker.
FEMA. Call 1-800-FEMA.
Yeah, everything in this country now is government's going to do it for you. Government welfare, government food stamps, government cards, government control, government. And the states, by and large, just don't even exist in many cases anymore. They're just subgroups of the federal government itself run by foreign banks. How bad do you think it will get in some areas of New York and New Jersey if they don't have power for another 8, 9, 10 days, like they're saying?
Exactly. They're saying not until my birthday. You're not going to have power. You're not going to have anything. What also upset me, Alex, was yesterday, I was going down the street just to go to Dunkin' Donuts and get some coffee. You can't do it because it's 3 stadium lines deep. But there was a guy walking down the street on his phone, and he was like, I haven't eaten in 2 days. And it's like, come on, you idiot. Like, everyone listening to your show, come on, you idiot. Like, get food. Like, make sure your family is taken care of.
Well, that's what I can't believe is some of the numbers I'm seeing, up to half the public made no preparations at all, and they had like 5 days of Frankenstorm news, end-of-the-world announcements. And then people ran out the last day to grab everything off the shelves. Incredible. All right, stay in touch with us, Sarah. I'm going to come back and get into the real meaning of the First Amendment, because the government's taking the churches over completely right now. We're going to break this down straight ahead. We're going to shatter one of the biggest globalist hoaxes out there. Stay with us.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one, for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones, live forever, grave digger.
We love you, Willie.
When you dig my grave, Could you make it
get shallow so I can feel the rain? Okay, folks, we are back. If you go to drudgereport.com, you can see the article that we put out this morning. Gun sales surge in fear of Obama re-election to an all-time new high. And I will be getting into some of that with Joel Skousen. That is a Paul Joseph Watson article. Firearms shop owner labels Obama the best gun salesman we've ever had. You know, I was having a talk with my wife this morning, and she's a really smart lady. And she said, look, Obama says he's going to make churches pay for abortions on their insurance for their employees. He says he's going to ban handguns and rifles. He says he's coming after them. I know Romney's New World Order, but, you know, maybe it was last night I was talking to her, but she's like, shouldn't you at least admit he, on the surface, says he's better? Because people aren't going to understand. You know, the average public's like, well, no, Romney says he's pro-gun and he's anti-abortion. They're not the same. They're backed by the same globalists, but they are not the same. And I just get a bad, immoral feeling not coming out and saying people should vote for Mitt Romney. I always just tell you what my gut feels like, what my heart feels like. Nevertheless, though, then I realize intellectually he's bought and paid for. It's the left-right paradigm. This is the trap where the Democrats just move you quicker towards the tyranny in one respect, but Republicans lead you towards tyranny faster in other areas. And then I think about how the Democratic Party groups are trying to shut us down with all sorts of dirty tricks that I don't even talk about on air. I'm so sick of them. And all they're going to make us do is work harder and expand. I'm not going to let these people shut us down. I think that's what Joseph Farah said to me on air and off air. He said, Alex, I know they do stuff to you. I know they mess with you. He goes, they mess with me. Don't you get it? They're coming after you like you are with the Republicans, even though you're not. And I guess that's kind of what it's like. It's like if there's some gang coming after me because they see me as part of another gang and I'm not part of the other gang, doesn't matter. I'm still in the gang. That's what the power structure does. They just put you in a gang and then there's nothing you can do about it. Because I'm anti-abortion, ladies and gentlemen, and pro-gun, that's why they hate me. And I'm so sick of the New World Order. I am so sick of them. And I'm so sick of people that are dumbed down and don't know how evil the globalists are. I am so tired of it. Let me tell you something. If you're a new listener, the New World Order is real, Jack. Okay? I've had whoever it is listen to my phone lines before many times and call up and death threat me and tell me in a voice right out of a movie that they were just listening to what I was talking about with somebody on the phone. They've done it to my wife, too. And again, I don't say that to intimidate or scare you. I say that so you understand, folks, this thing is real. Okay? The New World Order is real. The additives they put in the food to make our girls go into puberty and to feminize our boys, that's all in the government documents, eco-science and other books, White House science czar. I mean, I understand why people think this, some of this stuff couldn't be true, because reality is over the top. We got Joel Skousen coming up. This is a short segment. I'll have to get into the First Amendment first, but go ahead and get him on Skype and everything and get him lined up. We'll be doing Skype video, phone, audio, because Skype doesn't have good audio for whatever reason, at least last time, but always riveting and informative. That's coming up. But it does shake me to my core that I don't have the oratory communication skills to really get across to people how real this is. I mean, there's a desperation that if I could just teach the general public what I've personally seen, what I've personally witnessed from government and the globalist, then you would know. I mean, if you knew what I knew, well, I guess someone cannot be told about the Matrix. One must see it for themselves. And you know, that's an allegory for life. I've chosen the red pill. And let me tell you, folks, taking the red pill is incredible. And it is a life-changing event to find reality, the door to reality, open the door, and then discover more and more and break through those boundaries. And to learn how little you really do know. But then you look at the general public who has no idea. But here's the mind trick. If you take the blue pill to live in the Matrix, all that evil is still there. Just now you are spiritually, physically, mentally blind to it. But you're so delusional you don't even know when you're being destroyed. It's like you never see it coming. I want you to see it coming. We got to beat these people. We got to do it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live for the balance of the broadcast. Joel Skousen, expert on disaster preparedness, strategic relocation, will be joining us, but he also writes the World Affairs Brief. And guys, I meant to print off his site, his Benghazi report. That's just come out. Will you guys print that off the World Affairs Brief site for me as well? So that's coming up here in just a few minutes. I promised to do this, so I'm going to finish up on this attack on the First Amendment. We've mentioned it some, but now some of the churches are doing the right thing, the only thing. I'm going to briefly talk about that. But David Ortiz, we just took a bunch of calls. We'll be getting to more of them from Nick in New York, Bob in New York, Tommy in New York, Kirby in New York. So folks don't run up their phone bills, and we might just get their numbers and then call them back or let them call back in, leave the lines open for them later in the next hour with Joel Skousen because he's about to join us. But we've heard people calling in, the power out, their neighbors being looted. All sorts of things are going on, people dumpster diving, large portions of the population not getting prepared. You've been down here for a few months now as an InfoWars nightly news reporter, David, doing a great job. I think we got some of your reports up on the site right now from just the last few days with Gary Johnson talking about the Bilderberg Group and the New World Order libertarian candidate. Pretty powerful. But tell us what your sister has been telling you and the reports you're getting from where just from her neck of the woods where she lives?
Well, basically, Alex, you know, people in the New York, New Jersey area, they really don't cry wolf a lot. So when I started to get these texts over the past couple of days, they were pretty intense. You know, my sister sent me a text saying, "David, this is scary," with an exclamation.
Yeah, you got notes there, what she said. Yeah.
Right. She sent me another text, and this is over the course of 2-3 days, 2 to 3.5 hour wait times. She sent me another text saying I couldn't back out without a cop's help, meaning that she was getting gas, and once she was done filling up the tank, things were so chaotic as she was backing out, the public wouldn't even let her reverse. So she needed the cop's help to really just get out of there. She says no more than $30 worth of gas. That's the most you can get, and you need cash.
Look at how self-centered and lazy and the average person is now. I mean, this is not the depression generation who were 90% self-sufficient, roughly, and millions ended up starving to death one way or another, university studies show. Imagine if we ever have a real depression here, what it'll look like.
That's extremely, extremely scary. And right now, people are at the brink. Thank God there's little glimmers of hope, like lights and electricity are starting to, you know, be put up now. You know, some people have electricity. But people, you can hear it in their voice, their tonality. It's almost like they're starting to break, starting. So I'm happy to hear that a lot of people.
Within just 3 days.
Just takes 3 days.
Well, that's what all the studies in every culture show. 5 days, massive rioting, looting, and there's not food and water and power. 10 days, 90%+ of people will start killing and actually even invading areas where people are armed to get food. And within 15 days, over 90% become cannibals.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing she's saying is that there's continual press conferences with Governor Chris Christie saying that gas stations can't price gouge, almost hinting that some gas stations are flirting with the idea.
No, it's obviously going on, but I've seen some reports of that. That other point about not even AAA will come out and give you gas.
Yeah, basically AAA, whenever your car is in trouble, they always give you 2 gallons of free gasoline so that you can pull over to the local strip mall and then they could, you know, tow you.
Instead of just carrying a small can in your own car. Yeah,
yeah, I know. They don't even have that. AAA, you don't get free gas now. So the problem is a lot of people are running out of gas, waiting for gas on the gas line. And so now you've got some car.
Well, a lot of areas won't even give cars gas. They're just giving people cans for generators.
Right.
So I mean, talking to your family, if this keeps going another 3-4 days, is it going to blow sky high?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's really concerning. People are breaking, too. My father, former military guy, he hasn't had heat for 3-4 days. He's now going to another family member's house because my mother just got a cold. The grandchildren are getting colds. So people are starting to break emotionally because they also don't have heat. It's not.
Wow, incredible, incredible. David Ortiz, thank you so much. We'll be covering this on InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. Look, I'm going to get to the First Amendment thing later in the next hour. I keep promising to do it, but then I just I've got to segue into Joel Skousen because he's an expert on this subject, but I need to get into this First Amendment thing. I'll do it at the bottom of the hour next hour, I promise. I don't normally, you know, back things off. It's just that so much is happening. And this fight with the government takeover of churches, saying what they've got to do, you've got to pay for health care plans that have abortion. It is totally illegal because Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That's the beginning of the First Amendment. So I'll just give you an addendum right now and then shift gears into what's happening on the East Coast. But in all orders of books, videos, the new film, Strategic Relocation with Joel Skousen, in all of the orders, you get a free citizen rule book with the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and a lot more. Going over all this, but let me read you the First Amendment here. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Whenever you hear about free speech, it's about somebody's right to get taxpayer money to put a crucifix in a bowl of urine. You know, oh, they've got their right, but you're not going to criticize abortion in your church. They actually tell people in Baptist churches, Methodists now, when you have your First Amendment, government has no jurisdiction. That's what separation of church and state means. It doesn't mean that government then says churches can't have views on the world. And it goes on, or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. That's the First Amendment. And the point is that I'm a Protestant myself. That's what I've been raised as. But I've got to commend the Catholics for the Catholic bishops and people for coming out and saying, you don't tell us we've got to hire people who aren't our religion, A, and B, that you know, in the churches, and that we've got to pay for abortions and their health care. We're not doing that. And Obama is evil. Okay, I mean, that's what they've come out. I've got the letter right here. It's in McClatchy News. And that's what the churches are supposed to do. Okay? This Romans 13 garbage, all of it. We're the people. The Bill of Rights and Constitution, Declaration of Independence, that is literally a sacred document based on common law, based on the Magna Carta, based on things that go back to Leviticus before it, and it's sacred. It's sacred, and that's what we render unto. That's our Caesar. But again, because just like the separation church safe, Christ says, render unto Caesar things that are Caesar, things to God that are God's. The government has no jurisdiction in the religion. The two separate things. Two separate things. But then our government is based on that biblical system, which says you've got your free will. That's why you can go out and be a devil worshiper or an atheist or whatever you're into. But I got my right to say killing babies is wrong. You understand that? Now, I'm ranting, but that's basically it. I'll get more into it later. Joel Skousen, of course, is publisher of World Affairs Brief. He is also was a fighter pilot in the, with the Marines in the Vietnam era. He's also one of the leading experts on secure homes and preparedness. And he, of course, is the author of several books. In fact, I just had them in here. Oh, here they are over here. Had them up on the desk. Let me get them up here. Strategic Relocation, the third edition that is the basis of this new film that just came out. And it goes over in 2 hours and 40-something minutes with expanded extras total. The whole thing that we're facing, the globalist takeover program, the three global power blocks, from Joel's deep research, what he thinks their program is to fully bring down the U.S. and then turn it into the new army of the world government, which Obama said our military is under U.N. NATO control. All of this is in the new film, Strategic Relocation. Strategic Relocation, the film. And it's going to, we have it in stock now. It starts shipping next week. So get your order in now. We can pretty much say now shipping for Strategic Relocation. And it integrates with these two books that we sell as well. The Secure Home by Joel Skousen, the Bible of, you know, just all the different variants from inexpensive to expensive ways to secure and also hide your home, hide the secure areas of your home. And Strategic Relocation, which just isn't about running off to the hills. I mean, that's in there if you want to be in the safest place, but also if you live in big cities, the escape routes, basic preparedness, a map of all the countries with deep research on their scale of liberty and economic freedom. Truly an amazing book. All three of these are available discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, I produced the film Strategic Relocation with the great crew, Rob Jacobson, and of course, Darren McBreen and many others that helped put this together. But amazing graphics, amazing research. This is invaluable. And I think every car should have Strategic Relocation in it because it's full of the water quality, nuclear plants, areas that can't be passed in bad weather, military bases, nuclear strike areas. And that's not why Joel Skousen is really joining us today. We'll talk more about it, some about it in the next hour. But I just wanted to get that plug in. This is available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Or you can also see it next Thursday. I don't want it to get conflicted with the election. So next Thursday was going to be Monday. We're going to premiere it at PrisonPlanet.tv for everyone and also integrate it in with the aftermath of the hurricane. All right, Joel Skousen joins us right now. Joel, before we get into Benghazi and geopolitical issues, you know, you were on the East Coast, I know, as I talked to you a few days ago, as the hurricane hit. You were there obviously consulting, building secure homes and things. Every time I talk to you, you're somewhere else, globetrotting. You've lived in many of these countries around the world. So that's how you can speak about them and talk about them. But just looking at what we're seeing in New York and New Jersey predominantly, where most people just didn't even get prepared. They're just begging the government to help them. Staten Island in a collapse type situation. It's just incredible to see how domesticated we've gotten. And you just heard David Ortiz there, sir, talking about you know, people not having power, people suddenly getting sick under stress, God forbid we go into a full collapse depression or any type of military attack on this country, because I think it's safe to say most of this country has now become fully domesticated.
Well, I was there, Alex, in the Albany, New York area, which was inland of the narrow strip of band, which was subject to the flooding and most of the high winds brought down the power in that narrow band around there. But it's interesting that even with, and because of that narrow band, I want to emphasize that there's not a huge area like Katrina that was destroyed or had a lot of destruction. This is a narrow band, and there's a widespread power outage because of the power lines going down. It was amazing. It was like a light show when you see the transformers explode and you see these blue and white like fireworks going off underneath the clouds as each of these power lines would short out and create the transforming problem. One of the biggest problems is the backing up of the sewers in that kind of a flooding where you have a lot of contamination, a lot of disease. Could be a problem if people aren't very, very careful. But the thing that I want to emphasize, it's kind of like I told you so in strategic relocation. I say, you know, the biggest problem isn't earthquake. The biggest problem isn't hurricanes or even nuclear war. The biggest problem is high-density population areas, because no matter what comes, it's the people that cannot and will not and do not prepare that are going to get deadly. And you may survive the terrorist attack. You may survive or not even be in a nuclear target area. And yet when people panic and go berserk, have no food and start to pillage, everything stops. Everything gets very, very dangerous to your life. And, you know, even a handgun isn't going to protect you against huge mobs. You just can't go around, you know, defending yourself against those kinds of numbers. And that's why I say to people, you know, don't wait until this thing is bearing down upon you before you seek for relocation. And even those that people who can't get out of the New York metro area, you can relocate to areas that are less dense, that are more inland, but not sitting right on the beach where they're, you know, prime target for this.
Sure, Joel, just to interrupt again. I thought your Skype was good enough for radio. It's degraded a bit. The video is great, though, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We're going to put you on the landline right now, so we'll go Skype video, phone audio right now with Joel Skousen. I want you to repeat everything you just said. It was pretty audible, but I want everybody to listen carefully. When you see the trailer for strategic relocation, you're only looking at the nuclear war aspect that Joel believes the globalists are gearing up for. And now we hear the Russians talking about nuclear war against us and stuff. I mean, we're in a more dangerous position now, the Pentagon says, than ever, even during the Cold War. That's not denied. But most of the book is just about other issues and the fact that when society breaks down, I mean, we see this slow depression happening and just the crime increases and the media just covers it up. So as all of this is expanding, I want him to repeat that for you, because that's the issue. It's what comes after. It's after the hurricane. It's after the earthquake. It's after the fires. And, you know, as the civilization gets, you know, more and more stressed, you're only going to see more of this type of thing unfold. And again, I don't know much compared to, say, my dad or my grandfather when it comes to farming, ranching, processing game. I know more than most of the public. And I am a novice when it comes to old timers. And I look at the general public. I mean, they literally, do not know how to tie their shoelaces. And it's getting worse and worse. People are really good at watching television. People are really good at working the system. People are really good at all these type of things. Okay, Joel, start over where you said, because quite frankly, I want to cut a trailer out of this to promo the film, because it's so important. You're right. Start over with what you said about I told you so. I mean, break that down, what the real danger is from disasters.
Yes, Alex, what I'm trying to say is that the biggest threat that we have is the high-density population centers that surround people who live in large metro areas. Despite the earthquakes, despite even nuclear war, if you're outside of a blast zone, It's the fact that the people around you cannot sustain themselves in high-density population areas without a continual stream of food, water, and government services. They're going to cause them to get into pillaging, and that can be hazardous to your health. You can't even defend yourself with multiple arms against mobs of people, and you wouldn't even want to. I mean, these people aren't necessarily evil. People simply panic because they haven't prepared and are starving to death and start to look for food or anything else that they can find. One of the things that I thought was interesting as well, Alex, is that people who thought that they could prepare in advance because they had warning, they had, you know, almost a week of warning the store was going. Within 3 days of going out to Home Depot and Lowe's and the other home improvement stores, the generators were gone. The gas cans were gone. The water supplies, even though there was still food in the supermarket, the water supplies were gone from the supermarkets and so were the batteries. And so a lot of people just don't think. They get narrow-minded about, well, batteries are going to be at this location. They fail to realize you go to a toy store and they had all kinds of batteries. You go to a baby store, they had all kinds of batteries because nobody thought about going there. So, you know, people aren't very smart about dealing in a panic situation. They really, there's no substitute for preparation. And even when you prepare, you're not going to be able to get out there and interact with the people.
Exactly. Stay there. I want to get your take, Joel Skousen, one of the premier experts in preparedness, on where you see this East Coast degeneration going.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Done if I was away, and that.
like to talk to and watches you as you walk away.
Well, we know up in New York, one of our affiliates, 1310 AM, is on the air. We've had that affiliate for 14 years. I see Jason in New York holding, Nick in New York. I want to get to all of you, but we got our guest on late, but we're going to get to you. Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief, the editor, joins us, the new film, Strategic Relocation. Folks, you just need to see the film to start thinking about preparedness and thinking about the different elements of it. Joel, I want to get into geopolitically some of the breaking news you have here today with Benghazi and where you see this election going. But you have this hurricane hit. We got another Blue Northern coming in about 4 days. They're talking about power out to millions until the 11th. If things are already degenerating, what do you expect to see happen? Because FEMA's already not there bringing food to people and stuff, and the Red Cross isn't helping. We've got people complaining about that. You know, my issue is people should be prepared themselves unless they're the elderly or the infirm. What do you expect to happen?
Well, I want to reinforce what you're saying. There's no way that FEMA or the federal government or the state government can ever provide enough supplies to have people maintain a normal lifestyle in a crisis where a major cutoff of electricity. You see, electricity is essential. You can't get gas at the stations that don't have electricity. You can't, get around, and many of the traffic lights don't work in these areas, so that, the police are overwhelmed with that. I mean, it's just an incredibly difficult thing. Even though there's food, and you can truck in food, the stores don't have any way to refrigerate the stuff. They're not even taking delivery on stuff that they can't keep cold because the generators aren't big enough generally to run the big reefers and other things necessary. So if this lasts as long as to the 11th, now this isn't the end of the world, but believe me, there is going to be you're going to see some desperate people trying to get food. And it's going to be a problem if they don't have enough gas, if they're walking. I think you're going to see some pillaging in some areas. Police will be out in force, but this is going to be a real hardship on people. And hopefully it'll make believers of them, but historically speaking, it doesn't usually work that way. They forget after a year, and then they go back to their normal complacence.
Why is that? Because old-timers, statistically, I've seen the numbers, but I just know about my grandparents, especially the ones that live out in the country or lived out in the country. I mean, everybody had a few months of extra food and stuff put up. That's just what you did. Everybody had extra ammo. Everybody had extra cold weather stuff. Everybody, I mean, and everybody had, you know, things with their neighbors to help each other with fires or whatever. And then nowadays, not only do people not do it, it's demonized in the popular culture to be a prepper.
Well, a lot of people are so used to going almost daily shopping to the store and using most of the food out of the refrigerator. And that food now, after 3 days, is going bad. And that's the problem. They've got a few canned goods, but people are not used to making their own food or grinding their own wheat or having a slab of meat hanging in the back pantry like they had in the Depression days. And so we've really lost a lot of skills in that regard. So it's not going to be pretty for the people without power. Frankly, not all of the same millions without power are going to be without power. That's probably the last to pick up power. So as power fills into these areas, you're going to find it easier for people to go to where there is power to get. So there probably is not going to be major social unrest, but it should be a wake-up call to everyone that you just don't want to be in a major big city
when
power goes out.
Next hour coming up, author, researcher, former Marine, naval aviator. We got to get you on sometime, Joel, just to tell some carrier landing stories at night. You told me those privately. Pretty interesting. But we got more serious stuff to cover. We're going to come back and get into Benghazi, other geopolitical news, your phone calls, and a lot more.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.